You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. We are going to hear part two now of a sermon I just started on Friday. So if you missed Friday, then you can go to my website, WGODradio.com, click on the link that says prior broadcasts. Then there's another link to click, and then click on the message that says, "Is it I?" And you can download it onto your computer. You can go to our website here, WMIEFM.com, and go to the On Demand and go to Friday at 7 a.m. and you'll see this program, WGOD. Start from there. Email me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll mail you the CD. I want you to hear this message. Is it I? The Lord Jesus was troubled in spirit and said, "One of you is going to betray me." And they all said to him, one by one, each and every one of them said to the Son of God, "Is it I?" Imagine you doing that. Do you realize you could do that? Peter said smugly, "I don't care if every one of them does that. I'll never do it," was his response. Today, we're going to look at what happened to Peter. This is part two of this message, which will wrap up tomorrow. Is it I? As we're going through a sermon series in the Gospel of Mark. So let's hear part two now of this humbling message. Is it I?
He waits for you to start operating in the flesh, and then he moves in. Then you open the door for him through walking in the flesh, not in the spirit, no matter what it is. Jealousy, anger, rage, lust, whatever it may be. Once you start going down that road, that's his opportune time. And he's got plenty of devils around to watch. For Judas, this instance of operating in the flesh, this was it. Listen to this incredible verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. It says this. It says, "Now whom you forgive anything, I also..." Notice the key word is forgive. "For whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven the one for your sakes in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should take advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices." Everyone understand? Unforgiveness is one of the devil's greatest tools. Unforgiveness. Paul said, we're not ignorant of his devices or schemes. Now let's move back here to Mark chapter 14. Let's pick up again with Peter's perspective on the Last Supper and the betrayal of Christ. Now Judas Iscariot, verse 10. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him. Now remember, he's walking in the flesh now. Now, when they heard it, they were glad. They promised to give him money. So he sought how he might conveniently betray him. When is there ever a convenient time to betray the Son of God? What do you think? Now, apparently, Judas makes two trips to the Pharisees. According to Peter, remember, Mark is Peter's gospel. Judas makes this first trip after being embarrassed at Simon the leper's house. All right, verse 17. Now in the evening he cometh with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And as they began to be sorrowful, and they began to be sorrowful, and said unto him, One by one, is it I? And another said, Is it I? Imagine that. And he answered and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. Let's go to Matthew 26, verse 21. Look at the same account from another eyewitness. Matthew 26, 21. Now, as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful and began, every one of them, to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? Is it I, Lord? I mean, this is the equivalent of, let's see here. Who can I pick on in here today? Let's see. Me saying, one of you is going to go to the mosque here in Merritt Island, and you're going to tell them that Pastor Paul made fun of Muhammad. And you say, is it I? Is it I? You see, Steinbrück's the one that's going to do it. He's going to go down here to the synagogue and say, that Pastor Paul said, that's the equivalent of this. Now, we'll move on. Is it I? I mean, you are some of my trusted friends. These were some of his trusted friends. Would you say that to me? Is it I? One of you is going to rat me out to the Muslims, and you say to me what? That bothers me. Don't you feel sorry for this man? Do you think you're above this man? Is it I, Lord? Is it I? Couldn't you do and say the very same thing in his presence? Is it I, Lord? How could a day go by and that not me in his place asking Jesus the same question, is it I? Is it I? Did you know that Jesus is actually wrong here with this statement? All right, he's not wrong. Let's say that's only half the story. Let's turn to Luke chapter 22. You see, that's only half the story when he said, one of you will betray me. Luke chapter 22. I mean, you people are shocked. I mean, you'd be shocked to hear that. One of you was going to go down here to the mosque and rat me out to the imam and saying I was mean. Would you people actually say that to me? Is it I? Luke chapter 22, verse 54. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, "This man was also with him." And he denied her, saying, "Woman, I know him not." After a little while, another saw him and said, "Thou art also of them." And Peter said, "I am not." And after the space of an hour, another, look what it says, confidently affirmed. Notice that. "Yep, that's him all right. I've seen him." Confidently affirmed, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him. For he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." Another translation says, "He cursed and he called down oaths upon himself." And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. Catch the response. The turning point in Peter's life. The day he recognized his own frailty and his own sin and his own helplessness. The day he realizes he's no better than Judas. The day he realized he's a weak, frail man in need of a deliverer. Verse 61, "And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter." Put yourself there. You just betrayed the Son of God. Again, let's localize this and get the magnitude a little bit. All right? So here I am sitting here. Now, the Muslims got Bill. He's busted. So then, they run into my associate pastor, whose name is Darren. And they say to Darren, "I know you. You're friends with Pastor Paul. As a matter of fact, you're the best man at his wedding. Coming up in 2 weeks. What sayest thou, Darren?" And Darren's going to put his hand on a stack of Bibles and raise his right hand. And Darren's going to say, "I have never heard of Paul Esposito." And then goes out crying. One of my most trusted friends. That's what happened to Jesus. His most trusted disciple. Would you do that? Could you do that? You could. You bet your sweet bippy you could. "I've never heard of Jesus."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.